Mini episode 841 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 841. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 3.8. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's seventh episode. Number five, The Price is Right for Nacho's pharmaceutical plan. We said in last week's preview that the way that Nacho was looking at that pill of Hector's after he palmed it, that he might have something in mind that could lead the cartel crook to his wheelchair. Little did we suspect that Nacho would be looking in the direction of the man who used to steal pills from his employer to sell to him. Price is chastened from the way that his criminal experience ended, but equally fearful of turning down somebody as connected as Nacho, so against his better judgment, he's back in the game. Will he suffer for his decision? It's seemingly untraceable, but with three episodes left in the season, it's not out of the question that he leaves enough of a trail in his efforts to complicate Nacho's plot. Number four, Mike is also back in the game, quite possibly to stay. Knowing that the cleaner will end up in a barrel makes his intervention in the Price-Nacho deal that much more poignant. He had money squirreled away and was seemingly happy just to be a family man, spending time with his daughter-in-law and granddaughter, and he just met an interesting woman with whom he developed a fairly quick rapport. Just as Better Call Saul features the journey of a somewhat honest small-time lawyer into a big-time criminal lawyer, as Jesse Pinkman would put it, so too does this program feature Mike's journey from the parking lot booth to becoming the right-hand man to the Southwest's king of meth distribution. He warned Price and Nacho about getting involved in something that might be too big for them, but he was sadly unable to take his own advice. Also, here's a thought. It probably won't happen, because coincidences rarely are as tightly connected in this universe, except, of course, for Walt bumping into junkie Jane's dad at the bar in Breaking Bad. But what if Anita's husband turned out to be the Good Samaritan that Mike inadvertently got killed after jacking one of Hector's trucks? That would be an incredible twist. Number three, Kim's early season conscience issues are returning with a vengeance. We found it noteworthy late last season, and then again midway through this season, how somebody who normally unabashedly wears the white hat could go along with the program with Jimmy so easily after serving as a foil to him for much of season two. But we're learning that she didn't submerge her differences with Jimmy fully, and the seeds being planted right now appear to confirm what we've long suspected, that Jimmy's full-on journey to the dark side is going to leave her behind. Even knowing everything that Chuck did to his brother and how he tried to take away Mesa Verde, which was her professional lifeline after leaving HHM, she still has room in her heart to feel pain about how thoroughly she and Jimmy destroyed him both personally and professionally. Equally crucially, she sees that Jimmy has no such qualms. She could live with Jimmy as the sometimes shady guy with a good heart, but now that his worldview is changing, she's not going to have room for somebody that, to her, will not have any true redeeming features left. Number two, Nacho makes his big move. For a fairly cautious person, it was hard to see him going further than he already did and getting Tuco thrown in jail. But here we are, seeing him attempt to take out Hector, his fearsome and volatile boss. In both instances, he felt cornered by the aggression of his superiors, and in both instances, he has relied on Mike's wisdom to keep matters from getting out of control. At a stretch in the series where it seems like we're getting defining decisions and directions from Jimmy, Mike, and Kim, Nacho seems like one more character on the verge of a permanent turning point based on how his plot against Hector materializes. Number one, well, we asked for it. All throughout this amazing prequel, most of us in the fan base have been impatient for Jimmy McGill to complete his transformation into the larger-than-life Saul Goodman. Last week, we saw the first introduction of the new name, initially as an alter ego. This past week, devastating financial and personal setbacks are closing off his humanity and delivering to him the thirst for money that we know will singularly motivate him in the years to come. As the writers themselves have noted, this process is more wrenching than any of us thought it would be because of the humanity of Jimmy McGill. Fittingly enough, in an episode that featured the reintroduction of a character named Price, we the viewers are being confronted in very stark terms with the price that we will pay for the excitement of seeing Saul cavorting through exciting adventures with big-time criminals. We will be witnessing the disintegration of his soul as he becomes the character that will provide us with greater entertainment and probably the complete breaking of Kim Wexler's heart. And based on the gratuitous shot that Jimmy flicked in Chuck's direction during the brilliant closing scene of episode 3.7, we may even travel full circle to the point of feeling some sympathy for his big brother. All things seem possible now that we are in the midst of transformational times for Jimmy, Mike, Kim, and Nacho, and the question with three episodes left is how far down the road to their final destinations these characters will travel this season. It's been a great one so far, and our pleasure to break it down every week. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.